day, that flag flew in front of the United Nations. And 10 days later, on August 24, 1999, the flag of the United States became the unity hyphen flags of our world. And because they left it up from the UN, they traversed with it by flying it, saying, "We acknowledge Jeff Steve and David Miller to be ambassadors of the United Nations, and they have a country called the Unity Hyphen States of our world with an in the truth language that is mathematically certified frontwards and backwards." That's why, as ambassadors, we were eligible to then go to The Hague, because only Hagues of an independent country could establish an in-the-truth constitution, a treaty, a trust, and file a lawsuit at The Hague that says genocide and apartheid are the issues of the modification of language to bastardize the human race on this planet, all 6 billion of us. The World Court spent 13 months, 87 employees and 15 judges, and a conclusion that we were right, the T's were crossed, the I's were dotted, and every single fact in that lawsuit was in fact quantumized. Now time, in the truth. And they awarded us a $400 billion judgment against genocide and apartheid for 60 cases. Those are facts that the United States paid it to The Hague, which was insured by Lloyd's of London, worldwide for banking. The world has taken the $400 billion and turned it into $2 trillion of brand new financing that is sitting there right now, earning interest.
When will you get a bank?
When will you get a bank?
Yeah, when do you get a bank?
The bank comes with educated bankers. The bankers have been in training for 9 months now. Jeff Steve has been teaching them over in England about in the truth language and how to do the banking, set up the constitutions, the treaties, the trusts, international trade agreements with all 250 countries. This planet is watching, learning, and going to school behind the scenes. Rothschild and the International Monetary Fund and all the other countries of the world that do not participate in the International Monetary Fund are studying together to have a one-world banking system that is mathematically certified and abridges all 5,000 languages, as well as their 250 political organizations and their 5,000 religions. Unified, because they can't dispute the fact that 1 plus 2 equals 3 and 3 minus 2 equals 1. They have a common denominator. And so the unification of the human race is now possible with this technology. Everyone was invited to come here today to try and to take this thing apart. Anybody thinks that their presumption, assumption, opinion, or modification of a fact that has jurisdiction over a math procedure can make an argument? In 8,000 questions at 305 seminars, no one has been able to defeat this technology. And so we had an open forum. We're holding court today. This is a court, a real live court. It was advertised as a court where people could ask questions and make arguments if they think that they have a vehicle, a vessel, some idea of thinking that can stop truth or obstruct what truth is, because everyone on this planet in their own hearts believes in the truth. And no one likes to be lied to. Yes?
So what is it that you do if people don't acknowledge it in the first place?
The only thing that a person does when they say truth doesn't exist is they embarrass their own intelligence. Still an embarrassment. For an individual to stand up and say 3 plus 3 equals 7 because I say so, and we're going to change the rules for my convenience, that has no foundation in logic, in math, in science, and says we're going to pretend today, again, pre being a condition of an illusion in the future, and 10, T-E-N-D, becomes a condition of contract in Latin, which means there is none. And then just make up the rules out of thin air and say, show me your contract written. and they can't do that, so therefore there is no offer acceptance and compliance. Contract is maritime. Earth is the vessel in the sea of space. All of you are vessels that walk upon that, therefore you're all under maritime contract. And the maritime contract is you will offer, accept, apply with whatever it is you do. You have adhesive contracts for your personal checking, your driver's license, passports, your mortgages, the Federal Reserve notes you have in your pockets. And for all the people in the world that stand up, you know that 68 million of Americans don't pay taxes and 128 million do, about 300 million. So 68 million Americans are here saying, in some kind of illusion. Now, how do you spell illusion? I-L-L. Anytime a vowel appears in front of two consonants, it means no. No exception to the rule. You predict the word. If you have a vowel with two consonants, it means no. It means no contract. And you can go and tear apart the other 5,000 languages and you will always come back to no contract. If you have a negative, you can't perform it. You have no contract. You have no jurisdiction. You have no right to participate. Everything moves by contract. Every time two people come together, they are vessels. And when two vessels bump, the moving party is liable. So remember that. It's maritime law. If I'm standing perfectly still and somebody bumps into me, he's the moving vessel. If somebody picks up a piece of paper and writes on it and hands that to me, this is a moving vessel. If it's a lie, I've been damaged by that lie. Therefore, I'm the moving vessel that moved this piece of paper, took the moving vessel of thinking, took the and put it into a volition of written words called cargo, put it on this vessel of paper. See, it's a vessel in the sea of space. It carries the cargo of words, and if those words damage me, it's a libel.
So show us the continuance of evidence in truth. How do you do that in truth? Continuance of evidence.
Continuance of evidence is a prepositional phrase. Because you have your assignments, you have your voting, your rules, and your regulations in the prepositional phrase. Because you've got all the rules that we're going to establish between that are going to go into a contract. Every single prepositional phrase is an independent contract of 900 definitions. That's a level of accuracy that brings people.
Spaces and full colons mean anything? Spaces or?
When you use full colons, you're going to. The full colon is a prepositional phrase. We use those as hieroglyphics within a word. I don't want to say David and write the word out, hyphen, win, of the Miller family. So I use the colons as prepositional phrases to bring the meaning, consolidate its definition. There are 500 different hieroglyphic symbols that we use in English language. Colons, hyphens, and periods, commas, parentheses, quotation marks, are the most popular. Those are on your keypads of your computers because of the frequency of their convenience. But what we're doing here is we're taking and identifying the accuracy of a noun. If my body is a noun and I have to identify my body with hieroglyphic words and hieroglyphic symbols and letters, this is to advertise my contract so I can put it on paper, because a vessel must carry paper. Must carry identity and show the rules and regulations by which it speaks, because you can't see my thought. You don't know what's in my volition of thinking. You can't hold a thought in your hand. So I carry my badge. My badge shows my picture. And this piece of plastic is a vessel. The vessel has a flag on it. The vessel has its postage paid for. The postmaster cancels the stamp by signing his name over it. As a postmaster, I'm responsible to transport the vessel and not obstruct its definition. It has a seal, which is my thumbprint. It's common law seal, worldwide acknowledged, because it is a reflection that the images on my thumb are unique to 6 billion humans on this planet. And so the symbol is placed on here. My autograph is placed on here also, because it's authentic. It's the author of this document. The rules and regulations of my jurisdiction are placed on the front with proper punctuation. a picture of who I am so that the identity of the plastic goes with the face. The face, if you digitalize this, the computers can break this into thousands of different pixels of shape, size, color that is unique amongst all 6 other billion humans on this planet. And on the back, we have a contract with an endorsement to certify the fact these are the rules and regulations. This license carries one responsibility, and that responsibility joins with the second license. The world of fiction has given us a license called an operator's license, driver's license. This license here is a contract that says we will stop and correct things that are wrong in our society of fiction. On the back is a flag, so that the vessel of this plastic has also been canceled with a stamp to transport it. The autograph across the stamp is the postmaster to transport the vessel. The rules and regulations of this vessel are to stop and correct if I see something wrong and I have to use knowledge, which is volition. And that joins with this contract and my rules and regulations to stop and correct the language. To use prepositional phrases in front of a noun is the only unique thing that I do. I don't tell you what to think. I don't tell you what noun to use. But I will tell you the prepositional phrase to certify that noun so it is mathematically correct frontwards and backwards. And that's what this does. This gives me the right to talk to you and arbitrate the accuracy of words on a level of 900 to 1 per word and 100 million to 1 per sentence. Yes?
I'm sorry, I came in here late on this, but that what you're describing right there, is that a new contract that we entered into the United States and the world that you're talking about? Does that put us into a different jurisdiction, taking us from fiction of the United States of History Department with a fully capitalized name into the fact for status as a homo sapiens, a human being, rather than as Chinese homo?
Okay, your position as a homo sapien, better known as a party, P-A-R-T-Y. If you're a person, you're a corporate structure. If you're a person, we will put you on paper. If you're a person, we will give you a badge, a license. We will somehow hang a label on you to say who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Because in order for you to exist in our society, you have to enter into a contract. Otherwise, we won't allow you in our society. If you came from Japan, you were an illegal alien, and our police force knew about it, they immediately grab you, possess you, and send you back because you violated our immigration laws for medical reasons. We have to quarantine you because you might have a disease. But as a human being, human means monster. Look it up in the dictionary, means monster. Why? Because we eat our own. We feed upon each other. We hurt one another as humans. As a party, you have the ability to be who you are, think, reason, and communicate in that contract with other people. And those contracts control the rules and regulations of the voting, of the rules of how you're going to function within this room, and we're going to vote. The vote is, you offer, he accepts, sitting next to you, and together you comply. In other words, you're sharing the table right now by mutual agreement. You're not beating each other up saying, no, it's my table. You can't sit here. You're being orderly, and you've made a contract, even though you had no communication with each other, you still made a contract to be orderly and sit at the same table and share information and respect each other's space. And you got that because you had prior training before you came into this room.
Well, how about then, how does it take you from the fiction where they have a fully capitalized name as a vessel?
Because you are a vessel. The law requires that all vessels have capitalized names. You are a cadaver. For one thing, if you sat there and said nothing, you would be a cadaver. If you were dead, you'd still be sitting there saying nothing, you'd be dead, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's your volition of thinking now, and your ability to communicate with me on a intelligent level that allows this contract and conversation to take place. So you're offering ideas, I'm offering ideas back to you, we exchange ideas. If we like the ideas, we continue our ideas. If we don't like our ideas, well, now there's something wrong here. We have to discuss what we don't like. But we do have the ability to resolve these ideas through dictionaries, deductive reasoning, joint communications from other people in the room. In other words, you're limited to your age and education and experience. So am I. But if I go ahead and I say, okay, everyone in this room is going to participate, now you have not 60 years of thinking, you've got 6,000 years of thinking. With 6,000 years of thinking, you're going to come up with a lot more ideas than with 60 years.
But then the claim to the title to the property, who owns that?
Okay.
The individual as a
that, that's a good question.
Or does the government under the fiction?
Okay, property. Everything on this planet is assigned and identified to somebody for control. So one person owns something of everything on this planet. Like this pen right now. This pen is owned by the building. I rent the room. And with the rent of the room, they say I can use the ink and the pen. But when I'm done, whatever ink is left over belongs to the building. Because this is our contract. So therefore, contract controls everything, every ownership, including our conduct of how we're going to act. It establishes a constitution. When I put that flag up there, I wrote specific points of information around the room here. And this is advertised points of contract that go with that flag. We also have a book, it's here in the back, which are the constitutions of the unity hyphen states of our world, which are published worldwide. And those, this here is the book, it's 115 pages long, that articulates the constitution, types of lawsuits, arguments from everything that you see that, that go underneath that flag that we use.
But now the courts have the jurisdiction that the flag of the United States District County, which is the old French flag.
That is true. It has four colors. It is not Title IV. Some of the courtrooms have taken out the yellow fringe and put this flag in, but they still leave on a yellow maritime braid because it's maritime contract. You're a vessel, I'm a vessel. When two vessels come together, the moving vessel is liable. When two vessels come together, though, we hire a judge, which becomes the article within our prepositional phrase. You and I are both over here as prepositions. We've got to get to the fact. We have to first talk to a judge first because he's going to make, or he or she is going to make a determination as to what the facts are over here. And it's going to be the combined offer, acceptance, and compliance of the three of us to get the compliance back of the matter. If I, as a judge, you come before me and you use adverb verb technology, I'm going to say you don't have reading and writing skills. If you're trying to modify your condition of thinking to modify the facts before me as a judge, I'm going, what is your volition to modify? Use the facts. Bring forth your ability to communicate. But if you're saying, well, I can't communicate, I can't make a contract, I have no knowledge, then you become a ward of the state. And as a judge, I will assign you to a condition where the ward, your wardship, will be secure. So that you, your vessel is not damaged, because your vessel of your body can't be damaged by your volition of thinking. So I dress you in pink pajamas, the teacher starts including and lock you up for the night so you don't get lost in the darkness. Better known as jail. And then those people that are intelligent enough not to be locked up in jail, we put them on a bracelet so we can keep track as to where they wander around out in the world. Better known as probation.
Is a way to take the person out from their jurisdiction?
Sure. And pro means no, and date means contract. So you get no contract. In other words, once you're put onto a bracelet, you're in no contract position. You lost your freedom of contract.
How do you keep from being put in that position? I'm sorry, I missed
maybe some. Okay, no, we haven't discussed that yet. Good question. You keep from getting into the position by studying the rules and regulations of your environment. If you call yourself a citizen, it means you study the rules and regulations of our society. You don't hit somebody next to you. In other words, as a vessel, how you move around the world, including getting into an automobile, taking control of other vessels, you don't take your vessel and damage another vessel. As long as you damage no other vessel, have no contact with no other vessel, you have a right to exist in our society as a citizen. When two people get married, their vessels are joined under one contract. They can touch each other because they are consenting adults. They are over the age of 18. They have the right to contract. In their contract, they've agreed through their volition that they want to be together. And as they are together, no other vessel can interfere with that marriage or that joinder or that partnership. So the Lexar Hotel over here can't go over to New York, New York, and invade their corporate structure. They're two independent vessels. They have two independent contracts. They run on two independent rules and regulations. However, they do have similar regulations because they sit on land that is owned by the state of Nevada. Nevada has a constitution, and if they're going to build their vessels, dock their vessels in the state of Nevada, then Nevada says these are our rules and regulations for water, sewer, pollution, conduct, how you build, safety features. And you get into the entire thousands of facets of the construction industry. To protect all vessels entering your vessel cannot be damaged by your vessel. So you have to take all precautions in the world so that two vessels never touch. And when those rules are met, your vessel can exist in our vessel of Nevada. And Nevada can exist within the vessel of the United States, and the United States can sit on the vessel of Earth.
Okay, you talked about the state of Nevada, which is federal, but what about Nevada State? Is that,
okay, state of Nevada, it's pronoun, adverb, verb, is a fiction. They have modified condition of language, contracts, treaties, trusts, and as long as you believe in the illusion, which is an ILL word, which means no contract, no elusive, no sea, keep your eyes shut, and you can exist in our illusion, and if you behave yourself in our illusion, you can lay here and dream all you want. Just don't ever wake up in the reality world. So, the state of Nevada says, fine, this is corporate. State of Nevada is everything on paper, everything on contract. Nevada State is a geographical location called land. And who controls the land? The federal government does. Better known as the post office actually controls the land. Bureau of Land Management under the post office. Department of Natural Resources, under the post office.
And how does that work with that little part that you just showed there, the cancellation of the state?
How does this work?
Yes.
This document here says that I am a judge under private contract. I paid to rent this room. This room is controlled by the hotel, which has an adhesive contract with the state of Nevada. State of Nevada has a contract adhesive with Nevada State, with the federal government, because the stamp is a federal issue of the post office. Under bills of lading, this is a bill of lading that identifies and has a treaty with me on file with the United States Post Office, the Universal Postal Union, Bern, Switzerland, for a worldwide domination. This has a treaty with the United States Justice Department, with the FBI, with the CIA, with the United States court system, with the United Nations. And because I developed a quantum technology that surpasses fiction and copyrighted it worldwide, the uniqueness of a judge in the truth brings it all the way down through this chain of command to the fact that the vessel of this building rented me a room for a specific amount of hours on an adhesive contract written on paper that we both signed and agreed to. Conduct is that we are orderly. I'm allowed to put a flag up in my room because this is the jurisdiction of this room. It says that this flag represents, in the truth, lunch procedures, that we are going to have an open sense, that anyone in this room can stand up and make an argument to certify the position. There is no subject matter here, only for
you. But what's the position? I mean, that's something that we enter into with you.
When you walk through that door and enter this room, you're under law of the flag. And so your freedoms of speech and your freedoms of asking questions and getting answers are guaranteed under law of the fly in this room. It's a private contract. You go out in the hallway, we can't hear you out there because you're not in the laws of four cornering. The laws of four cornering says this is an enclosed area to not be considered by any place else on planet Earth. And once inside the enclosed area, only the people in the enclosed area have a right to speak to the people inside the enclosed area, and nothing that goes on inside here has to do with anything on the outside world.
Okay, then what's your little part there? Is there a way that we become part of your program since you created a
No, you're not. There is no existing contract between you and I.
Mm-hmm.
Contract is an issue of freedom. Freedom of volition, freedom of speech, freedom of press. So your volition, what we do is we put ideas. 58,000 hours, 22 years, a quarter million hours of combined research from outside sources went in to write this book. People that tried to destroy this book went ahead and found out what the truth was and then wrote specific additions that were added to the book. They had to sit down and deductively argue in front of a room full of people if they thought they could defeat this. And most people that came to the table with one idea of argument forgot the other 20 parts of the argument that they didn't even have an awareness to. Their lack of knowledge left them without argument. And when they learned the other 20 parts of the argument, they said, "You're right. You're right in what you've written." So what we did is we wrote it down on paper so that anyone is free to tear this apart and try and prove it wrong. And the more they try to prove it wrong in the world of fiction, they prove it right in the truth of the world of facts. Yes. And once your volition is tripped, once you are aware of what is wrong and you are aware of what is right, what is knowledge? The difference between right and wrong. And now you can choose. It's called freedom of choice. And your volition to choose is guaranteed God.
That's important.
Correct.
And it's free.
Right. And when you learn truth, you are free in your volition, you're free in your thinking, and all things that come against you will be defeated. Because fiction has absolutely no one against truth. Because facts are facts. In other words, 3 plus 3 equals 6.
Fiction can rise out of law, but law cannot rise out of fiction.
Correct. Because if law is written by two fiction individuals, what's the end result?
Fiction.
Fiction in, fiction out. Truth in, truth out. If you, the people, have an adhesive contract in fiction, it's fiction in. The only way to get out of your fiction contract is fiction out. And then you sue why fiction was originally created in the first place in truth. And then get restitution for the obstruction. That's how you put that together.
Do you have a marriage license, birth certificate, and a driver's license? Doesn't the government own you? And how do you get out of that?
The marriage license, your birth certificate, and any other adhesive contracts written in the truth, you have to go to a fiction court, say to a fiction judge, "These things we were taught in school were fiction. You paid to have us obstructed. You paid." In other words, you are a co-conspirator to destroy us mentally. I have learned the difference between right and wrong, how to use prepositional phrases, and how to correct. And I have evolved beyond your fiction to be a truthful person. So I am suing you in the truth to vacate your position or prove your position if you can't do so. And if you can't prove your position in fiction, which you can never do, then you must vacate because you have no foundation. Once the foundation is removed, you can't build a house without a foundation. You can't build anything without a foundation. Yes?
How can you justify the word vacate?
Vacate, B-A, comes from value.
Valiance. Vacate, according to the dictionary, is a verb. Writing in it.
There's only two verbs in English language. Is it singular or is it plural? Vacate is a conditioned state. You have to bring it by a prepositional phrase. The dictionary gave you words. Is running a verb or a noun?
Every word is a noun.
All words are nouns. Running is a condition of state.